ישמע ישראל. Rashi says, Mashmu Hashem Uvo, Kriyas Yamsuf Umulchemes Amalek. Be'emes, the Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Kuf Tes Zayin, the Gemara brings the Machloikis Tanoim. The Gemara says, Mashmu Hashem Uvo, Rav Yeshua Oimer, Umulchemes Amalek. Rav Elezer HaMeidoi Oimer, Matan Torah. He heard about Matan Torah. Rav Elezer Oimer, Kriyas Yamsuf. Rashi only brings two of the Shitas, Umulchemes Amalek and Kriyas Yamsuf. The emes is, it's a big machloikis, if Yisroi came after Matan Torah or before Matan Torah, Rashi handles it barichus. Ken Zayin, that Rashi only brings the other two pshatim of Melchemes Amalek and Kriyas Yamsuf, he didn't want to get involved in the machloikis if he came before Matan Torah. I saw once a pshat that Rashi really is only saying one pshat. Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Amalek, Rashi saying azeh. What made Yisroi come? Well, he heard about Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchemes Amalek. After Kriyas Yamsuf, when everyone saw the Yad Hashem, how could anyone have the chutzpah to go and start up with Klal Yisrael? And we see Vayovei Amalek, he was Kopat Lambat Yerishoyna, the Chazal say. Only someone who doesn't have a Messiah of Torah, who's Mufka from Torah, can come to such a terrible conclusion. After you see that after Kriyas Yamsuf, if you don't have Torah, then you can come to Amalek and you'll attack Klal Yisrael even after Kriyas Yamsuf. From there Yisroi learned he should come be Makabal the Torah. So he comes and he sends a message, Vayoymer Yisroi, Vayoymer El Moshe, Anichoy Sencha Yisroi Boilach. He sends him a message. Now Rashi says, what's Vayoymer El Moshe? He's not there yet. So Rashi says, Vayoymer El Moshe Al Yidei Shliach. He sent a Shliach. The Ramban says that he didn't send a Shliach, he sent a letter. He sent the Ksav. So he said to Ramban. So the Chasam Sofer, in Shuva, he wants to be Medayik from this Ramban, that Ksiva Kedibur. We know there's a shaila in Rabbi Kiva Eger. Barichus, we talked about it other times, that Rabbi Kiva Eger has a shaila if you say Ksiva is Kedibur. Rabbi Kiva Eger, Be'ikr, in the Tshuva is handling, there's four Tshuvas there, starting from Tshuva Chavtes. It was during his Sheva Brachas. He had a Masu Matan with his uncle. About this shaila, there's two Tshuvas from Rabbi Kiva Eger and two from his uncle. And the shaila, Be'ikr, was the Gabi Sphir Sa'omer. If you yaitz Ksiva Kedibur, Sphir Sa'omer, by writing Sphir Sa'omer. And Toichat Dvorim, it comes in other topics. If you can make a bracha al yidei ksiva, if you make a megillah al yidei, writing a megillah. The Gemara talks about someone who's writing a megillah, if he has to look inside, and the kasha is, let him be yoitza by writing the megillah itself. It comes up to Shaila, the Mishnah says in Trumas that if you're an Arum, someone that's not wearing any clothes can't take off Truma, and the reason is because he can't make the bracha. An Arum can't make a bracha because of the erva. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Shaila, let him write the bracha. And the Chayin Rabbis, he talks about Ksiva Kedibur. So the Chasam Sofer says, you have a Raya Amir, it says, Vayoymer El Moshe, and the Ramban says, it's Ksiva, so you see, it's called Amira. Vayetze Moshe Lekras Choisnoi, Vayishtachu Vayishakloi, Vayishalu Ishrei Eru L'Sholoim Vayavoyo Eru. First of all, there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Yeredei, in Simen Reish Mem, Chayiv Adam Lechabed Chomid. A person has to be Mechabed his Shver. So the Makar they bring, the Gra brings, one Makar is because David HaMelech. He called Shaul. Shaul HaMelech was David Shver, right? Michal Bas Shaul, he married Michal. And he called him Ovi. So you see that you have to be Mechabed your Shver. Another Pshat, the Gra brings from Medrash, that it's learned out from here because Vayetze Moshe Lekras Choisnei Vayishtachu Vayishakloi. Now it's interesting, the Gra is Medayik because it says Vayishtachu Vayishakloi. L'chayra, you could bring the riot from the etzem vayetzei moishel lekras choisnei. But he's medayik from the vayishtach or vayishakloi that chayiv odom lechabit chomiv. It's interesting. Af an art over there, the taz brings down from the bach. The bach was the taz of shver, and the taz writes over there kosav moiri v'chomi hu adin chamoisai. That says Shulchan Aruch doesn't say you have to be mechabit the shver. Shulchan Aruch it says chayiv odom lechabit chomiv. You have to be mechabit the shver. The Taz brings down from his shver, Kosav Moiri Vachami, Hu Adin Chamoisa. You always have to be Mechabed the Shviger. As I bring that up. And the Makar is from over here. I think we once mentioned, there's an interesting medrash, that there were two girls that were Yesoimus. Bisya, and they were sisters. They were both Yesoimus. They lost their parents. They were sisters. Batya Bas Paroi, and Tzipoyer Bas Yisroi. We know that Yisroi was one of the Gimel Yoyatsim of Parai, right? Gimel Hayu Vaisa Eitz of Yisroi, Bilam. and the Eoif, and Yisra and Parai, both, each one adopted one of these two girls that were Yisraimis. One of them is the one that saved Moshe Rabbeinu, Bissi Bas Parai, the other one is the one Moshe marries. But it's interesting, that means Tzipora Bas Yisra is an adopted daughter. So you see over here a raya that a person has to be machabed, even an adopted shver, if your wife's adopted parents. As a, if you go with this medrash that Tzipora wasn't really a daughter. And it's learned that from here. Now the pasuk says, "Vayetzei Moshe lekras choisnoi." I saw brought down that Rashi says that "Vayetzei Moshe he covered God on this kabbet because if Moshe went out, Yisra Aaron went out. Umi ra elu yotzu v'lo yotzu." So they once asked the Gra when he was a child. As I saw brought down, how do you know Aaron went out also? Maybe only it says "Vayetzei Moshe." How does Rashi know Aaron went out? So he said, "We know it says Vayetzei Yaakov that pana ziva pana hoida pana that when he Yitzias tzaddik is has a roshi." Now the chayr over here it says Vayetze Moshe. Vayetze Moshe also would mean that it has a roshim. The shaila is that Aaron was still there, and Aaron and Moshe are shokel. So why does it say Vayetze Moshe that it's upon a ziv upon a hydra that Aaron is still there? Must be that Aaron also left. Let me think this up. Now I had an interesting horror by Vayetze Yaakov, Yitzchak was still there also. So the Emes, the Mepharshim asked here over there, what's upon a ziv upon a hoida? They still left Yitzchak there. So the Mepharshim say, fakir, every tzaddik has his own upon a ziva of that tzaddik. So then what's the dig over here of Moshe and Aaron? Unless the Knesset, because Moshe and Aaron are shokel, they're exactly the same. There it wouldn't be nicker the chilek. Efshah, that's what the Gra meant. But the Emes, I once saw Rabbi Yitzchak, I think he says, what's that by Yetzir Yaakov, I Yitzchak was still there? He says, punkt fakir. Only when a tzaddik is still there, then it's nicker. If a tzaddik leaves and he only leaves the Rishoyim in the city, who's going to notice the tzaddik left? The only time you have the musig of Vayetze Yaakov, that there's a Yitzias tzaddik, leaves a Rishoyim, is that when there's a tzaddik still left. The other tzaddik is margish and the chasser of the other tzaddik, the left. When you don't leave a tzaddik over, so who's going to notice? So it doesn't stem with this pshat. Vayisapra Moshe l'choisnoi vayichad Yisroi. Rashi brings two pshat, and vayichad Yisroi is vayismach Yisroi. Another pshat is Medrash Agoda he brings. Nasev Esori Chidudin, Meitzer al Ibud Mitzrayim. Hainu da Amri Inshi, Giyura ad Asara Dori like Tivzi Armo Ba'ape. A goy, even up to a ger, up to 10 generations, don't shepherd him. Now the Emes says, there's another pshat, the Balaturim brings a pshat, Vayichad Yisrael is Lashon of Yichud Hashem, She Yichad Liboy Lekel Echod. As they bring the Balaturim. Now the Emes Rashi brings the pshat of Chidudin from the Medrash Agoda. The Emes it's a Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Dalet. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin by Yichad Yisroi, Zot the Gemara to Machloikis Rabu Shmuel. Rab Omar, Shehever Cherev Chad Al Besori, that he made Milo. By Yichad Yisroi, that he used a sharp knife, a lotion of Chad, of a sharp knife, that he did Milo. Shmuel Omar, this is the Pshat Rashi brings, Shenase Besori Chedudin Chedudin. Then the Gemara continues, again, so Rab says he did Bris Milo, Shmuel said that it's Nase Besori Chedudin Chedudin. Then the Gemara continues, Omar Rav. Hainu the Amri Inshi Giyura the Soradori like Tibzar Mokamay Zoptra. That's what the belt says. Never chepper a goy up to 10 generations. Lachar, that was Shmuel's pshat. Shmuel was the one that says that Yisrael was Nasim Sari Chedudin Chedudin. So some change the gears to Amrav Papa, or they say Rav was bringing a raya to Shmuel's pshat, or Rav was arguing. He says no, Shmuel, it's a nice pshetel. The Hainu the Amri Inshi Azay Zokman in the belt that you shouldn't chepper a goy. That Hainu the Amri Inshi. But if you want no pshat in the pasuk Vayichad Yisrael. The pshat is that it's going on Mila. You want pshat Shmuel? That doesn't hang with the Amri Inshi. Efsha. The Marshal of North has a kasha. It says, according to Rav, Herif Cherif Chad Al Basar, he did a bris Mila. Frek the Marshal of North, it's Sanhedrin of Tzadi Dalid. Yisroi is from Koyin Midyon. He's from the Midyonim. Midyon is, who's Midyon? The Bnei Keturah. Frek the Marshal, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, we discussed this other times in Dafnun Test, the Gemara says, that the Bnei Keturah are chayiv and milah, even though Bnei Yishmol, right? Kibi Yitzchak, but like all Yitzchak, and Yishmol is not chayiv and milah, and Esav is not chayiv and milah. But the Gemara has a rebuy that Bnei Keturah are chayiv and milah. So the Midyanim are the Bnei Keturah are chayiv and milah. So what's the pshat? Yisrael is doing a bris milah. He was already chayiv and milah. He's a Midyanim. So the Marshal Mavorns, the Emes et Machloikis. The Rambam Shita is in Hilchas Malachim when it says in the Gemara that Bnei Keturah are chayiv and milah. I'm sorry, Rashi Shita. That Afanorat and Sanhedrin up the test, what does it mean, B'nai Keturah, Chayiv and Mila? Those six B'nai Keturah, not the coming generations. Keturah's specific six children, not the coming generations. But the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim learns, no, B'nei Keturah, even B'zman Hazeh, the Rambam says, B'nei Keturah B'zman Hazeh, on this Arvu B'nei Yishmol, we spoke about it, Tuchsan, that B'nei Keturah Chayiv Mila, not just those specific six children of Keturah. So Frektim Arshah, he brings, he says, it's totally like Rashi, it's good. But like the Rambam, that B'nei Keturah, even with Doiris, Achayiv Mila, so what's the idea that Yisrael did a Bris Mila? He anyways did a Bris Mila. So the Marsha answers that he did Priya. We know that the B'nai Keturah are not Chayiv in Priya, because Leinitna Priya only in the times of Yeshua. So B'nai Keturah, even though they're Chayiv in Milo, are not Chayiv in Priya. Vayichad Yisroi means that he went and did a Priya. He needed a sharp knife for the Priya. He needed a sharp knife. That is, he did the Priya with the sharp knife. Yedua that the Shagas Arya goes with this Mahalach Bamis. The Shagas Arya asks, how come a B'nai Keturah are not considered Mohol? We know that only someone that's Mohol could do a Milo. Or if a person makes a Neder, he Hanoidim in Hamahulim, he's also an all Yidden, but not in Goyim. Because a Yid is called Mohol, a Goy not. What about B'nai Keturah? So the Shabbatari says, no, B'nai Keturah are not called Mohol, because they don't have Priya. And the Vayichad Yisro is that he went and did Priya. That's what I am for the Marsha. But I saw a different Eretz in the Eitz Yosef, in Yaakov, the Pirush of the Eitz Yosef. He says, the whole Kash is not Shver. Who says Yisro is a Midiani? Because he was a Kohen in Midian? That doesn't mean he was a descendant of Midian. It also says that Yisrael was one of the three Yoyitzim of Paroi. So obviously we don't know who he is. He had a shteller in a few different places. Maybe he was a Mitzri that also got the job to be Kohen Midian. Either way, he was in more than one place. He was a Midiani, he was a Kohen Midian. He was also a Sar by Paroi. So suggests the Eitz Yoyitzim, maybe really he was a Mitzri. He grew up after he left. Right? So then he got a job by his Koyin Midian. But the Etzim, he was a Mitzri. And the Emes is a Makar to this. It's interesting. The Lashon of the Gemara, Rav says, Hayinu Damri Inshi, you should never start up with a Ger up till 10 generations. What's 10 generations? So Rashi up in Art says, it's a Guzma. You know, even for 10 generations, don't start up with a Goy. The Gilin Ashas, Rabbi Kiveger up in Art, he brings from Rabbeinu Bachaya in Parshas Yisrael by us, Asora Doiras mi Mitzrayim ben Chom ad Yisrael. Yisrael was the 10th generation from Mitzrayim, the son of Chom. First, that Yisrael is a Mitzri. It's very Gishmak. Yisrael really is a Mitzri. He's not a Midyani. He's not from the B'nai Keturah Bechlal. He's a Mitzri. He happened to have a Shteller in Midyan. But it was like, Avad, it makes sense that he did Mila. The Emes says, even if he's a Midyani, he also has a Mitzri Shazeda, because who's Midyan? B'nai Keturah. And who's Keturah? Machlokes in the Gemara and Zvachim, Hagar from Mitzrayim. So either way, Be'emes Yisrael Epes has a mitzvah zed. But that's Yenison. Now Yisrael gives an etzah to Moshe Rabbeinu to make sorim, sorry alofim, sorry meyos, sorry chamishim, sorry asoros. So you make the cheshbon. Rashi makes the cheshbon. Be'emes, sorry alofim. There were 600. By 600,000 Yidden, so there were 600 sorry alofim, 6,000 sorry meyos, 12,000 sorry chamishim, and 60,000 sorry asoros. Altogether, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, there were 78,600 sorry. Now, the Emes Tosfos in Sanhedrin talks about this in Daf Yud Ches. It's not so posh how to work this out. Sorry asoros. The sar is one of the 10. There were 10 people in each group, and above them was a sar. That means 11 to each group. And then it's not going to be 60,000. It's going to be 55,555 berach groups. Tosfos Sanhedrin says either two options. Either taka, sorry asoros means, let's start this way first. Sorry asoros means it was groups of 9. There was 9, and on top of them there was a 10th one who was the sar. The seder, but we're still not finished. That's sorry asoros. But then 5 such groups were under one Sar Chamishim. Who was the Sar Chamishim? Someone else, outside. So Vayter, you're going to end up having too many people. And the Sari Mayor, he was in charge of a... And if it's Taka's group, so the Sar Mayor was in charge of 2 groups of 50, that means the Sar Mayor is in charge of 102 people. Because he's in charge of 2 groups of the 50, including the 2 Sars. And the Sari Elif are in charge of 1,010. How does it stem? So Tosfos gives 2 suggestions. One suggestion is that the Sorim were not from the Shesh Meis Elif. The Sorim were older than 60, and they're not in the Cheshbon Bechlal. There were 78,600 Sorim that were not from the Shesh Meis Elif. They weren't Bechlal, and a Sor Esa didn't have a Sor Chamishim above him. Another Mahalach Tosfos suggests is that in Echanami, The Sari Eser, there was groups of nine people, and every tenth one was a Sari Eser. But then who are these Sari Chamishim? From those original Sari, there were groups of ten. Every five groups of ten got together, the most chashuv one of the Sari Eser of that group also was a Sari Chamishim. And of the two Sari Chamishim that got together, one of them too was a Sari Meir. The Sari Elef had multiple jobs. They were also a Sar Elef. He was also a Sar Meir of his small group. He was also a Sar Chamishim and also a Sar Eser. Kumdreis, all together, how many people had Shteller? 60,000 people. There were 78,600 jobs given out. But the Sari Elef are overlaps of the Sari Meir, and the Sari Elef really had more than one job. It's a ganze cheshbon, davzen in the Tosfos over there. Go weiter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, Atim re'isim asher asisi le'mitzrayim v'esa eschem al kanfei nishorim. The Targum Yonis in Afanorot over here writes, Moir de Gazach, he says, when did Hashem bring them over the kanfei nishorim? They're in the Midbar now. Zokt, the Targum Yonis in, that on the night of Leil Mitzrayim, Pesach Mitzrayim, there was a nes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought them to the Beis HaMikdosh, and they were makrei of the Korban Pesach and the Mokam HaMikdosh, and then they went back to Mitzrayim. As I prayed from the Targum Yonis, tremendous chiddush that night the Yidden went to Mitzrayim, they went to Eretz Yisrael to the Mokam HaMikdash, and they were makar of the Korban Pesach and the Mokam HaMikdash. Now there's something interesting you can do with it. It's a chiddush, tremendous chiddush. The Mishnah says in Pesachim, Daf Tzadik Vav, Ma bein Pesach Mitzrayim or Pesach Doiris? What's the difference between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doiris? So it gives a difference. Mekhoi ba'osar, Ton hazor ba'gudis ezoi, ala mashke v'ashtei amezuzas. There are certain things that were only knowing in Pesach Mitzrayim. Nechol b'chipozoi, a reshim of dvorim. It's a Mishnah. Daf Tzadik Vav. Frekti Rishash, you're giving a list of things that are different. There's a major difference between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doiris. Pesach Doiris, you were zoyrik the dam on the Mizbeach. Pesach Mitzrayim, you weren't zoyrik the dam on the Mizbeach. Why doesn't it say that? Zok to Rishash, because it's not true. Pesach Mitzrayim, also they were zoyrik the dam on the Mizbeach. They went to Mokam HaMikdash and they had Zrikas Dam, they had Haktor, they had the avodah was done in the Mokam HaMikdash. Now, how do we know that there was a din of Zrikas Dam al HaMezuz of al HaMashkev? Now, why was the Dam on the Mezuz and the Mashkev? So, the emesis, there's two reasons. There's a lot of rise to this. One is, emesis to Gemara there in Pesachim, Gimel Mizbechais Hayu. There were three Mizbechais. In Pesach Mitzrayim, there was also a Mizbech. The Mezuzes and the Mashkev had a din Mizbech. But it also says that the reason they put the Dam on the bottom is V'hoya HaDam La'ois HaLabotim. It was an ois for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Pesach. According to the Targum Yonis, and you could say a big chiddush in a chanami, it's going to be told in the machlokes in that Gemara Bezoi, the din zrikas dam of mizbeach taka wasn't done in Mitzrayim. The din zrikas dam of the mizbeach was in Eretz Yisrael. They went quickly as a nes and went to Eretz Yisrael and they did the zrikas dam. The din of the dam on the bottom, kenzayin is only als ois. It's two different things. Pashup shad, if you learn that they didn't take a quick trip to Eretz Yisrael, then when they put the dam on the bottom, it was two dinim. There was a zrikas dam of korban plus an inyan of ois. But according to the Targum Yonis, and you could split the two in Yonim, Kenzayin, the korban was mukrav taka in Eretz Yisrael. And the dam on the bottom was only an inyan of ois. And with this I saw the achrayim that want to say komenei zachen to answer up certain kashas. There's a medrash, no, more than a medrash, there's a Targum Yonis, meridik. There's a Targum Yonis in Parshas Boy that he says that when they put the dam on the bottom, they mixed the dam pesach with the dam milo. And they put the dam pesach, the dam with the dam milo on the bottom. How could you do that? It's taroivis of dam. For the korban, it's going to passel the korban. Like this, it's Targum Yonis and Lashitosei. The korban, they were already yoitzah. They were zoyrik, the dam pesach, and Meretz Yisrael. For the din of ois ala batim, they tackle with ma'arav, the dam pesach, and the dam milo. There's another makar, there's a mechilta that says that not only in the house that they had the korban, let's say they went to sleep in a different house, they would put the dam in every single house. Mesama, that's not as the korban. As the din korban, you did it in one place. Separately, you did Azrika on every house also noise. You have to know, everyone talks about the thing that Moshe Rabbeinu never entered Eretz Yisrael, according to the Targum Yonis. It doesn't say everyone went. The Sheikhtim had to go. I don't know if Gans Kalai saw it. I mean, the Pasuk Lashon is V'esa Eschem al Kanfei Nisharim. But maybe only the Sheikhtim of each Chabura has to go. So I don't know if Moshe Rabbeinu went then. I have to know. The pasuk says, "Vayoyimar Hashem al Moshe, hinei anoichi bo ilecha ba'av ha'onon, ba'avur yishma ha'om, bedagri imoch, begam b'choy yaminu lo'olam, ba'yagid Moshe's divri ha'om el Hashem." Pasuk test. The Gemara says in Kedushin, Daf Lamed, The Marava paski lahai psuka latilsa psuki. This pasuk they break into three psukim. Right? This pasuk that we just said, pasuk tes. Now interesting, the Gemara says, a lot of people make this mistake. The Gemara quotes, the pasuk of Vayomer Hashem al Moshe hinei enoichi boi lecha ba'ava onon. That pasuk is broken into three. And people that don't look up the pasuk, they're wondering how those seven words can be split into three psukim. It's very, very hard. It's a bigger pasuk. You have the Oiz Vahadin on the side. It's also easy to figure that out. But they broke this pasuk into three psukim. Now what does it mean they broke this pasuk into three psukim? I saw interesting machlokes about this. On one hand, I saw that the Hagoyis Yaivitz in the Gilad of Chavtes, he says, we know that in Eretz Yisrael, they used to finish the Torah every 3 years, not every year. They would be Messiah in the Torah every 3 years. So he says, the Marava, it doesn't only mean this pasuk. Bechlal, in Marava, the psukim were broken into three. Each pasuk was broken into three. And that's why Taka took them 3 years to finish the cycle. Derech Agav, mistaber that even in Marava, on Shmini Atzeres, they lain v'zoy sabrocha. Because the reason we lain v'zoy sabrocha is Kenzai not only because it's Taka with Messiah in the Torah, there's in Yonam that Zoy sabrocha is the Kriya of Shmini Atzeres. Kenzai, even they lain it. Nor Mistomad Av Torah wasn't the first parak of Yeshua. It was about, like the Gemara says there, it was about the Chanukas of Mikdash of Shloime. But we named Yeshua Pashat because we talk and finished the Torah. We finished the Sabrach, we did the first parak of Yeshua. But in Marava, they finished every 3 years. On the other hand, I saw Pashat Shan and the Gemara is not like that. It was specifically this Pasuk was broken into three. I saw in the Dibris Moshe, he brings from his, in Kedushin, he brings from his brother, Rav Mordechai Feinstein Zatzal. Av Bezdin of Shklov. As I bring it to him, interesting chiddush. The Gemara says in Kedushin, right there in that sugya, that they used to count the Torah. Lama Nikru Soifim, they would count how many oisias, how many psukim, how many words. And the Gemara says, Vizgaloch, the pasuk that starts Vizgaloch is the middle of the Torah. Kler the Gemara, Vizgaloch mehai gisa, or mehai gisa, from which side? They say the Gemara knew that the Torah doesn't have an even number of psukim. It knew that it had an odd number of psukim, but it didn't know, is it the last pasuk of the first half? Or the first pasuk of the second half. So Rav Mordechai Feinstein was mechadish. What's the suffix talion in this minig of Marava? If this pasuk in Yisrei, Vayomer Hashem, is three psukim, so then in the Cheshbon Vizgalach is already the first pasuk of the second half because we just added two more psukim in the first half of the time. If this pasuk is one pasuk, then Vizgalach is the last pasuk of the first half of the time. So it's two gemaras, one next to each other. It's talion that child. Yeah, the inyan of Aseres HaDibris. Aseres HaDibris has Tama Elyon and Tama Tachton. Now, of course, there's a different kind of trop, and there's different minhagim when we learn Tama Elyon, when we learn Tama Tachton. But to explain the Yisoid HaInyan, what's together the chiluk of Tama Elyon and Tama Tachton? Aseres HaDibris are psukim in the Torah. It's a chiluk of the Torah. And as the psuke at Torah, if you look, Aseres HaDibrois, even if you don't count Vayadabri, it's not from Anoichi, till the end, is 13 psukim. How is it 13 psukim? Because the Dibra of Layia is a few psukim, Shabbos is a few psukim. On the other hand, Leisirtzach, Leisinef, Leisigna, Leisan is all one pasuk. Aseres HaDibris is lopped up to 10 psukim. Sachakal comes out to about 13 psukim. But Aseres HaDibris, besides being chelik of the psuke HaTorah, Aseres HaDibris were the luchois that were given as a separate nesina of Aseres HaDibris. Aseres HaDibris are 10 dibris. Tam HaElyon is the kriya of the Aseres HaDibris dikka kriya. And if you'll notice, in Tam HaElyon, there's exactly 10 psukim. Even Shabbos is one long pasuk. Kibbut Av is one long pasuk. And on the other hand, Leisirtzach is a separate pasuk. Leisane is a separate pasuk. Leisigna is a separate pasuk. Because Tam HaElyon means the Aseres HaDibris dikka kriya shaboy. Tam HaTachlin is the psuki HaTorah. There is another dogma to this. The Yud Gimel Midos, besides being a pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, there's an asina of Yud Gimel Midas. Big Machlokes to show them what they are. Like most of Shanim, it starts with Hashem, Hashem, those are the first two. Some Shanim only count the second Hashem, some Shanim only count the staff from Kale. There's various Yeshitas, it's a sugya under its side. But the Yud Gimel Midas, it's in the middle of a pasuk it ends. Venaki lo yinaki. Like most of Shanim, that's where it ends. We stop in the middle of a pasuk called Psukkot Lepaski Moshe Lepaskina. Yud Gimel Midas is something else. There's a separate Nesina. Besides that, it's Psukkot HaTorah. There was a Nesina of Yud Gimel Midas. It has its own Surah of a Nesina. Who are the Aseres HaDibris? On one end, it's Psukkim over here. On the other end, it's Aseres HaDibris. Tam HaElyon, by definition, is broken into 10 Psukkim because it's the 10 Dibris. Tam HaTachlan is the Psukkot HaTorah. It happens to be broken into another issue. The Magen Avraham in Simen Tov Tzadi Dalid, he brings two Minhagim. He says, we lay Aseres HaDibris Betzim three times over the year. Parshas Yisroi, Parshas Vaschanon, and on Shavuos. So the Magen Avraham brings one minig that only on Shavuos do we lay in Tam HaElyon. But in Parshas Yisro and Parshas Veschanan, we're Tama Tachtein. And the Bira Dabur is, because in Parshas Yisro and Parshas Veschanan, we're learning Kriyas HaTorah. We're going through the Parshas. We're learning Bereshis, Noyach, Lech Lecha. The Kriyas HaTorah is Tama Tachtein, the Tzura of the Psukim of the Torah. On Shavuos, it's a special meaning that we're learning it. Al Sinyonah Diyoyim, we want to learn the Aseres HaDibrois, we learn Tama Elyon. Another minute the Magen Avraham brings is that in Bitsibur, we always learn Tama Elyon. B'yochid, when a person is doing Shnai Mirka Vechatargim, he does Tama Tachtein. Once again, the hesber for that is that the we're not laning Aseres HaDibris. We're not laning Kriyas HaTorah. We're laning Aseres HaDibris. Aseres HaDibris has 10 psukim. Now, there's a difference between the Aseres HaDibris of Parshas Yisro and Parshas Veschanan. The Mefarshim go through that there are many differences in the Shinuyim, in the words, Parshat, of the Luchas Rishonis and the Luchas Shnias of Parshas Yisro and Parshas Veschanan. Now, one of the famous ones, right, is Zohar, Bishomar. And we know Zohar b'Shomer b'Dibur Echad Nemru. There was a nace when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it. We heard both Zohar and Shomer. Oh, but there's a major shaila. What was carved out on the luchos? That you can't say b'Yachad Nemru. What was carved out? The nusach that it says in Parshas Yisroi, or the nusach that it says in Parshas Veschanan? It's not a Parshat Zach. Most people nem on the Parshas. I think I asked a lot of people what they thought. It's Machlokes Rishonim, when I said. The Rambam learns as most of Shannon go like this, that what it says in Parshas Yisroi is what was written out on the first Luchos. And what it says in Parshas Veschanan is what was carved out in the second Luchos. Now when Hashem said it, we heard both, Zohar B'Shomer B'Dibur Echad Nemru. But what was carved out? Parshas Yisroi is the Luchos Rishonis, Parshas Veschanan is the second Luchos. But we'll see, it's not Pashat. First of all, it's interesting, the Gemara has a drush in Baba Kama, it wants to learn out a klal, a prat, a klal about all behemoths. It says, in Behema Klal, Shorcha v'chamarcha prat, v'chol behemtecha klal. And if you notice, the klal prat of klal is, the klal region is in Yisroi, Shorcha v'chamarcha of v'eschanan, and v'chol behemtecha v'eschanan. How do you have a klal prat of klal that goes from Yisroi to v'eschanan? Tosha says, because the Aseres HaDibris, even though one is in v'eschanan, one is in Yisroi, but it's a separate, you look at it as separate, there's a limud of klal prat of klal. It's a naya midish of a Torah, that the normally you can't down a klal prat of klal from Parshas Yisroi to Parshas v'eschanan. And here the Gemara's dashing. It says behemdecha in Yisroel. It says shorcha v'chamorcha in Veschana. Klal and prat klal. Yeah, because the dibros is this one. V'dibur echad nemru. We cooked us. It's ein chavila. But the shaila is, what did it say in the luchas? There's a diuk in the nusach of davening. We say on Shachris and Shabbos. We say Moshe Rabbeinu was moir the luchas. That's the luchas rishonis. The kosov bohem shmiras Shabbos. The chen kosov b'seirasecha b'shomer, it says also. That's what kosov b'seirasecha b'shomer. The kosov b'mshmirah Shabbos, that shomer was carved out on the luchas. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, Daf Nun Hei, Shol Rav Chanina ben Ogilas Rav Chia bar Abba. He asked the Mishayla, Mipnei ma dibris rishoynis loy nemer toiv, uvi dibris achroynis nemer toiv. In Kibbut Avayin, in Veschanan, it says, L'man yitav l'cha, toiv. In Yisroi it doesn't say Toiv. So he asked him, why Taka does it not say Toiv in Parshas Yisroi, and it says Toiv in Parshas Veschanan? Why? So he answered him back, Acha, Moiritika Gemara, Acha Ata Shoyaleni Loma Nemer Ben Toiv. Before you can ask me why it says Toiv by the first Luchas and not by the second Luchas, first let's be Mavar Taka if it says Toiv or not. Hamod Mizah, open up a Chumash. He said, you asked me why it says Toiv here, and I don't even know, where does it say Toiv? What's the face of the Pesukim? The Maaseh of the Gemara continues, he says, go ask Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he's a Baki in the Agoda. And Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi answered him, because since the first Luchas broke, it doesn't say Toiv, Soifin Leishtaber. And the second time it didn't break, it says Toiv. The Pel is, what does he mean here? Let's check, open up a Chumash, they didn't know Chumash. So, interesting, the Gilyan HaShasaf on Earth, in Baba Kamen Unhei, he's Mitzayin a Toisvis in Baba Basra Dav Kuf Yud Gimel. Toisvis in Baba Basra Dav Kuf Yud Gimel says, as a rule, you should know, the Amiron lapped after new Gans Chumash Baal Peh. If you have a Shverka that it's Masha that he didn't know a Pesach, but Pesir, they didn't have to know the Pesukim. And Toysis brings a ride from this Gemara. You see, he didn't know. Did it say Toy? It didn't say Toy. He didn't even know. He's been out missing the Al Pesukim. Yeah, you have the Oiz Vahadim. Good. He's been out missing the Al Pesukim. The Maritzchias over there wants to say a different Pesach, the Moir of the Kazakh, and it's based on what we're clearing now. Avada, he knew that in Parshas Yisroi it says, doesn't say Toy. And in Parshas Veschanan it says Toy. But the person was asking him, The Dibris Rishonis and the Dibris Shnias. Why the Dibris Rishonis? The Luchos. Why did the first Luchos not say Toiv and the second Luchos said Toiv? So he told him, I don't know which Luchos said what. It's so poshut that the one in Yisrael is the Luchos Rishonis and the one in Veschan is the Luchos Shnias. Maybe in both of them it said the Nusach of Veschanon. Maybe in both of them was the Nusach of Yisrael. I don't know. Maybe Yisrael is the second Luchos. How do you know? The first, second, first come, first serve. So he said, before you're going to start looking for a Hezber, and it's very meduyik, because at the end of the day, what was the Hezber? That the Luchos Rishonis broke, so it didn't say Toiv. The second one says Toiv because it didn't break. He said, I can't answer that. I don't even know where it said Toiv. Not because of the Pesukim. He knew where the Pesukim was. He says, I don't have a Messiah for where, which one said which. And that the Gemara answered, and Gosek, it's in the first Gemara, L'chaira, that the Yisroi was the first Luchos, and that's why it doesn't say Toiv, because those broke. And Beschanan is the second Luchos. So Zechino that L'chaira, we have a Gemara, that the first Luchos is the Dibris, the Luchos that Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the first time, that he broke, was what it said was Parshas Yisroi, and the second Luchos was Beschanan. But as that's Luchos, there's a Rashi in Sanhedrin, Nishtazoi, Meir Dikazach, it's connected to Gemara, I don't have a Teretz. The Gemara says like this, we spoke the other week, it says, in Mara, they were given Shabbos, Kibbut Aveim, and Dinim. In Paraduma we spoke. Where is it Nirmas in that these mitzvahs were given in Mara? So it says, well, Chuka, Sham Samloi, Chayk Umishpat, Chayk is Paraduma, or the word Sham, or Sam, is Gematria Paraduma. Dinim is because it says Mishpat. Where is it Nirmas that in Mara they were given Shabbos and Kibbut Av? The words Sham, Sam, Loi, Chayk Umishpat, where is there a Mashmois that it's going on Kibbut Av, Eim, and Shabbos? So the Rishonim explain, no. Because in the Aseres HaDibris it says, Kabiras Avicha Vimecha Kasher Tzivisicha Zochras Yem HaShabbat Ka Shomras Yem HaShabbat Kasher Tzivisicha. It says Kasher Tzivisicha. Where's Kasher Tzivisicha? Earlier. Must be in Mara. The Shaila is Fret Rashi. Where does it say Kasher Tzivisicha? Only in Veschanan. In Yisrael it doesn't say Kasher Tzivisicha. Only in Veschanan. So Fret Rashi, how do you see from the fact that it says Kasher Tzivisicha that they were already given Shabbos and Kibbut Av Eim in Mara? Maybe they weren't given. They were only given Dinim and Paraduma. When the in Veschanan, when it says Kasher Zivisicha, it means like I was mitzvah for you already in the first Luchos. And Fit Rashi, because even in the first Luchos, it was written what it says in Veschanan. Even when Moshe Rabbeinu came down with those first Luchos, what was written was the words that it says in Parshas Veschanan. And in those first Luchos already, it said Kasher Zivisicha. Must be, it's going back on Mark. Azoy Zot Rashi, and it's a good teretz to this Kasher, but it's connected to Gemara Bavakam. That was Rashi in Sanhedrin on Vav. Tosfos in Shabbos that Pesach gives a different teretz. He says La'olam in Parshas Yisroel is the first luchos, Parshas Veschanan is the second luchos. Maybe Kasher Tzivisicha means the first luchos. How do you know to backtrack tomorrow? Teretz says it can't mean the first luchos. Then why would it say only Kasher Tzivisicha specifically on Shabbos and Kibbut Av? It could say Kasher Tzivisicha on all of the ten aferes of Dibris if you're referring back to the first Dibris. Obviously, it's something's unique about Shabbos and Kibbut Av that it must have been given even earlier in the times of in the time of Mara. The Aseres HaDibris, we already said, are not 10 psukim. It could be it's more than 10 psukim. And not only that, it's also, everyone thinks that there are Taryag mitzvahs, so people have a misconception. There are Taryag mitzvahs, so there's 10 mitzvahs in the Aseres HaDibris, plus another 603. It doesn't work like that. In the Aseres HaDibris, there are rather more than 10 mitzvahs. First of all, Anoichi as a dugma is a machlokes rishonim bechlal, if anoichi is a mitzvah. A lot of rishonim say anoichi Hashem alekech is not even one of the tariyag mitzvahs. Emuna is before the mitzvahs. You can't have a mitzvah. Can't be mitzvah on emuna. If you're maimin, so you're already maimin that this is mitzvah. That is yesh bir ladin zeh. And if you're not maimin, so who's being mitzvah? There's no such thing as a tzivoy on emuna. Other rishonim say there is. They're masbir that is a tzivoy of drisha v'chakira to be misanek in emuna. So it's a machlokes if anoichi bechlal is a mitzvah. But Layilacha the Mashal has four. Kabbat Asabicha Vasimecha. Zamachlaik is Rishayim. The Ramban says that it's two separate mitzvahs. Zohar and Shomer of Shabbos is two. It comes out that there's difference as 13, 14 mitzvahs. It's not Dafka that it's 10 mitzvahs. It's 10 Dibras. Now, besides the Ravada, the 10 Dibras are Meramis and the whole Tariag mitzvahs. The Aseres HaDibras has 620 letters, 620 Oisiyas, connected to the Tariag mitzvahs plus the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach or the Sheva Mitzvahs Midrabanan, 620. There's 172 words in the Aseres HaDibris. That's Akev. Akev Tishmon, there's 172 words. Plus the Etzem 10 Dibris is Yaakov. Then there's something else interesting though, that the first Luach had much more than the second Luach. If you look at the two Luchos, the first Luach is the Benodom Lemakim, and it has 146 words. But the second Luach has much fewer words. Leisirtzach, leisinif, much fewer words. It has 26 words. Beinadam lechaveiroi has 26. Yudkei vavkei. Beinadam lechaveiroi zeichet. It's yudkei vavkei. That is interesting. Obviously, lechaira, not for sure, but lechaira, the letters that were carved out on the second luchais were much bigger. If it's the same size luch, and you had to carve out very small words to fill in all those words from the first dibra, so the second luchais had much bigger words. Hashem wanted that the benadam lechaveiroi should be loud and clear, very big. Oisius Kiddush Levana. Omer Rav Akiva, the ahavta l'reach hakamoicha, ze klal gadol b'Torah. This was big. It's big. Yeah, now there's a machlokes rishonim, we mentioned if emunah is one of the mitzvahs. The Rambam counts emunah as one of the mitzvahs. The chinuch also. There's a mitzvah essay of emunah. A lot of rishonim argue that there's no mitzvah of emunah. The emes is, they bring a raya to the Rambam that it is a mitzvah. The Bahag holds it's not a mitzvah. We said already, it's a machlokes, is there the inyan of emunah pidrish. L'chayr, there's a mafurshi gemara. The gemara says in Makis Daf Chav Gimel. Famous gemara. I always say that this gemara, I always ask people, which gemara in Gans Shas has the most mafurshim written on it? Most svarim, achroinim, rishonim, mafurshim written on it. Tokfei koin, velcha gemara. It's pashat l'chayr that this gemara in Makis, two lines of a gemara in Makis, Zich, I duksach, has the most mafurshim and svarim written on it. The gemara says like this, two lines of Gemara. Torah tziv alonu Moshe, my Rosh Akivas Yaakov. Torah is gematria 611. So the Gemara, Torah tziv alonu Moshe. We heard 611 mitzvahs from Moshe Rabbeinu, because the first two mitzvahs, Anoichi v'layelcha mipi agvurasham. So it's only Torah tziv alonu Moshe, 611 we heard from Moshe. This is the Gemara. Everyone knows the Tariag mitzvahs. It's one place. This is the Gemara. The Gemara says there's this Tariag mitzvahs, and all the Rishonim, the Rambam, the Chinuch, the Smag, the Chule, all went barichas. What's the klal? Mechara looks like there's more, and they made ganze klalim. And what's the minyan? How mitzvahs? How we come out that it should be exactly 613 mitzvahs? But that's the Torah tziv alonu Moshe. What's the lashon of the Gemara? Torah tziv alonu Moshe. 611 was from Moshe, because two was from the Boyri. Which two? Anoichi v'layir. Mefurish the Gemara that Anoichi is a mitzvah and layir is a mitzvah. It's considered a minyan of mitzvahs. What's the Bahag gonna do? The Bahag will say that layir will mean the first two of layir. Anyways, it's Shver. Layir, according to most Rishonim, has four mitzvahs in it. So you have to say, I guess, that they only heard the first part of layir. The Bahag will say they heard the first two lavin of layir. I think the Meshech Chochma says a chiddush b'chlal. He says they didn't hear the words of Noichi and layir. The beginning of Aseres Hadibros, they had a hisgalus of the Baruch Shloim. That hisgalus, a tremendous, then it couldn't be slavel anymore. That hisgalus had geshrigin on Noichi v'layir l'chol v'kimachem. There's a Gemara in Hayrius Daf Ches. The Gemara says in Hayrius, Ezu mitzvah shenemra tchila. What was the first mitzvah that was given to the Yidden? Avodah Zarah. And Rashi says, where do you see Avodah Zarah was the first mitzvah given? Anoichi v'layelecha. Mechayr Fakir, this is a riot to the Bahag. Layelecha. If Anoichi is first, you have to say that Anoichi also is called Avodah Zarah. The Indian of Amun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meaning that it's the Hagdom of not having a Elohim Mechayr. It's the having a Amunah, that is the Rabban Shalom. Zohar asiyah mashabes lekatshoi. There's a mitzvah essay to be zohar asiyah mashabes, a mitzvah essay of kiddush. The Rambam sheet is that the mitzvah essay the rice of kiddush is twice. Bichnisosoi uviyitziyosoi. That says that the Rambam holds that havdalah is a doiraisa. A lot of rishonim argue that the mitzvah essay the rice of kiddush is only by kinisosoi by leil shabbos, and havdalah is only a dinder abonon. Machloekes rishonim. There's a ganze tumul in the Paiskim, how Toysis holds, how Rashi holds, there's a ganze tumul in them, whether Abdullah is a deraisa. We'll say, oh, one interesting thing, Rabbi Kiveger and Hagoyis and Shulchan Aruch, he has a shein raya to this topic. There's another machlokes rishonim. We do kiddush ala kois. We makadish, lel Shabbos, we makadish on a kois. The din al ha kois, is a deraisa, or it's only a derabonim? She does Toysis, in Kama Erter, in Nozer, in Psochem, in Shavuos, that the din of ala kois is a deraisa. Other Rishonim say no, kiddush is a deraisa, but the din to do it ala kois is only a derabonim. Zokra v'kveger einzach. No one can hold that kiddush ala kois is a deraisa, and that havdol is also a deraisa. Why? We know the Gemara says in Brachos there was a tkufa that Klai Yisrael was rich, so then they were misakin havdol ala kois. when they became poor, they were masakin to say atachinam tonu and shmane esrei. Chazur v'hashiru, they were masakin back on the kois. There was a tkuf in Klal Yisrael, they didn't make havdalah kois. Fret Rabbi Kiveger, if havdalah is the deraisa, and the din of zohar is yom haShabbos means havdalah also, and zohar is yom haShabbos means kois also, how can they be oiker in deraisa of havdalah kois? You can't dance a bay the chasnas. Either you have to hold that havdalah is not a deraisa, or you have to hold that the holding of kiddush is not alakos. Rabbi Kiveki didn't want to be soyable that maybe kiddush on Lil Shabbos is the rice alakos and Abdullah is not alakos. That is no shvout. What does it mean zachar siyav Shabbos? Does it mean only knisasai or also yitziyasa? Does it mean with a kois or without a kois? But if it means with a kois and it means Abdullah, thus can it zayin? There was a tkuf and klanshal, he didn't do it. And the Baal Taisa Sheet is that kiddush needs a kois deraisa. He proves that must be that Taisa Sheet is that Abdullah is not a deraisa. To steer it to a different taisis in Shabbos, Magen Avraham is in the back, that Havdalah is a deraisa. It's a tumul vegan then. But the etzem nekuda, that it can't be both nekuda set together. Now there's a Gemara in Sochem that Kuf Tes Zayin, the Cheschinach brings. But first, you Gemara. Tzorech lahaskri yitzias mitzrayim bekiddish, yalfinu gzeirah shava zocher zocher. The Gemara makes gzeirah shava that it's ma'akiv, deraisa, in kiddish, to mention yitzias mitzrayim and kiddish. It's not just enough to say zocher siyam haShabbos, there's a gzeirah shava, Gemara in Sochem Kuf Tes Zayin, that we know that you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kiddush, which we do. It's interesting, the Menachas Chinuch asks, how come the Rambam didn't bring down this din, that you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim and Kiddush? The Rambam in Perek Chav Tes, Hilchas Shabbos, brings down all the dinim of Kiddush. He doesn't bring down that you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Zok the Menachas Chinuch, he does. He says the Nusach of Kiddush. In Halacha Beis, he says, V'zeh Nusach HaKiddush. And he says, the Nusach. In the Nusach, he mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim. He doesn't bring it as a separate Halacha, but he brings the Nusach of Kiddush, including Yitzias Mitzrayim. Fret the Menachas Chinuch, an interesting shaila. First of all, in Havdalah, we don't mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now, if Havdalah is a Rabbanon, so kach tikna Rabbanon. But if Havdalah is the Raisa, where's the Makar? Zachar is Yoyim HaShabbos. Zachreyu bichni sasoy u Yitziyosa. And there's a Gzeirah Shava Zachar Zachar that you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. So how come you don't have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Havdalah? He plays Sarachi and Godly. He doesn't understand if Havdalah is a deraisa. Zohar as Yoyim HaShabbos means Kiddush and Havdalah. You should have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in Havdalah. He doesn't understand why not. Nochashayli has, very interesting, there's a famous Magen Avraham that handles if a person davens Ma'ariv Friday night in Shul and he was Yoitza Kiddush Doiraisa, like the Rishonim that Kiddush Al HaKois is not a Doiraisa, he was already Yoitza Kiddush, how does he go home and be Yoitza his wife? His wife didn't daven yet, his wife is still Chayiv Doiraisa, and he's only Mechayiv Midrabbonon on the Din of Kois, but he was already Yoitza his Doiraisa. So Gansa told me what he's supposed to do. Fretim and Cheschinuch, he doesn't understand the whole Tumul. In Friday night davening, we don't mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. And Yitzias Mitzrayim is Ma'akev and Kiddush. So some say the Magen Avraham had a different Nusach HaTfilah. They bring riot that he had a Nusach HaTfilah of mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim in Friday night davening. Or maybe the Nidin is Negeya on Yontif Shechal B'Shabbos. Maybe that was where the Shiloh was Negeya. In Yontif davening, Avad, we mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yeah, there's no chasug in Kiddush. We don't have time. Shame. Actually, four cards of Zachin. We'll go to the end of the parasha. Zach, it's a fun one. Loi Signoi, unfortunately, it's in Yonah the Yoma. Loi Signoi, in the Aseres HaDibrit, it says Loi Signoi, and it's going on going up in the Foshas. It's going on Chiyav Misa, on kidnapping, and selling. If you steal a person, you sell him. Loi Signoi Vu, in Parshas Kedoshim, it's going on Geneva's moment. So I saw in the pshat, if the Olam can tell me what the pshat is. In Aseres HaDibrit it says Lashon Yochid. And in Kedoshim, by Gnevis Momen, it says Lashon Rab. Because by Gnevis Momen, it's Shaykh Shutfin Shagonvu. Nyon Adiyoyim. Shutfin Shagonvu, as Miku de Zochil and Nafshi, Zochil and Ami Lechabri. By Gnevis Momen, it's Shaykh two people to steal. So it says Lashon Noib, Lashon Rab. But in the Lashon Noib of Nefoshis, I'm not sure why, but it's not Shaykh, not I'm helping the Zuh yet, it's not Shaykh, Migu de Zochil and Nafshi, Zochil and Ami Lechabri. And therefore, it's not going to say, that's why it doesn't say Lashon Rab. Loisachmoid, there's a famous Rambam, the Rambam says that Loisachmoid, you don't get Malkus for Loisachmoid, because it's a lav she'ein by Maisa. Fret the Raiva, it's a lav she'ein by Maisa. Ein lecha Maisa, God l'mizeh. You went and made the guy crazy until he actually gave it to you, and then you finally took it from him. It's ein lecha Maisa, God l'mizeh. Rather, you don't get Malkus on Loisachmoid because it's a lav she'nitin l'tashlumin. So what's Pshat in the Rambam? So the Magid Mishnah already says that the Pshat in the Rambam is because the Rambam holds that Loisachmoid is even when you say Roitzani. So when you say Roitzani, he said at the end of the day you didn't do anything wrong. He said Roitzani, he gave it to you. The Aveir was just for making the guy crazy. But the Shaila still is there. The Rambam still could have said the Raivin's reason of lav she'nitin l'tashlumin. There's a famous word from the Stipler. The Stipler says, the lav of loisachmoid, we know there's another lav also, loisisave. Loisisave, the aveir is for the etzem machshova of having the taiva for the other guy's tongue. Zok the Stipler, in Birchus Peretz, he says this. Can I know something the Stipler, but in Birchus Peretz, he says, the lav of loisachmoid is mamash like loisisave. The aveir is for having the etzem machshova. I, loisachmoid, you're only over if you actually went and convinced the guy to give it to you. It's a sheer. You're only over loisachmoid if the chemda was asoy stark. That it was after the kach, the yitaka forced the guy to give it to you for pay. Then you're over for what? For the hargosha. It's vital in aveir of hargosha b'leif. Now, when are you over for the hargosha b'leif? After the kach, when you went to take it from him. The night the air and the leisach. Zotram kipshutei flav she'ein by mice. The shailas, how could the Torah be mitzavah leisach moit? It's a union of hargosha b'leif. You do it. Ibn Ezra gives a famous mashal that the Ben Ha'ikar doesn't have a taiva for the Bas HaMelech. He knows it has no shaykhist in. A person has to realize that Yenis has no shaykhist in. Which is two auras. V'chol ha'om royim es ha'koylis. Rashi says, V'chol ha'om royim es ha'koylis, melamit shalehoya behem suma. We see that no one was blind. That by Matan Torah, everyone was healed. So, if I'm looking at ha'shayla, kol ha'om royim es ha'koylis. What does it mean, royim es ha'koylis? It's a nes. There's no such thing, royim es ha'koylis. It's not something I'll be telling. A blind person can't see koilas. Ich weiß nicht, what this means, royim es ha'koilas. But what's the raya that they became healed? And if they were a suma, can't see koilas. And chachem is in koilas. Is efshi, yeah, first of all, maybe, yeah. Whatever it means, royim es ha'koilas, it's done with the koyach of re'iyah, and a suma can't. Or, it's going on the hemshech ha'fosik. V'chol ha'om royim es ha'koilas ves ha'lapidim. From the lapidim, royim es ha'lapidim, does that mean the suma wasn't shown? V'yar ha'om v'yanu v'yamoridim u'rochayk. Zok the Balaturim, from here is a makar that a person has to shuckle when he learns. Al kain misnanim b'shaslim v'ratayr. Vayanu, mitzach geshuckled. There's a zohar that when a person shuckles, because the neshama is like a fire, the neshama shuckles zach inside. I so brought down the Kuzri, though, says a different reason. He says, in those days they didn't have a lot of svarim to learn, and they were very poor, so two people would learn from the same sefer. So one person went in, the other person went out. There's like two people at the same time were able to look into the sefer. By the goyim adav. Halacha l'maisa, it's brought down side by davening. It's a ganza sugya in Shorachayim and Simon Memches. Whether there's a din of nanuim, is a person side by davening and side by learning.